Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. Let's crack into another one.
TNT.
Yo.
You know, I know neither of us really eat much fast food.
No. Try not to. Not going to lie, though. Breakfast Baconator's been calling me. I said the word.
It's calling me.
I said it.
Dude, oh my God. Saturday's a great day to get one, too.
Shit.
Early morning Baconators.
No, dude, right.
Okay, for you, I'm not. It's funny you bring up Wendy's because that's what the story is about.
All right.
If you've never had a Breakfast Baconator, get that shit.
Don't get it. It's crack.
But get it. On a croissant or a biscuit. It comes on a hamburger bun, which doesn't do it justice.
It's disgusting.
But it is the worst thing ever for you. They're probably 1,000 calories for one sandwich.
It's just like crack.
It's egg, sausage, bacon, sliced cheese, and cheese sauce.
Hollandaise.
It tastes like heaven.
It's amazing.
Anyways, Wendy's had a brilliant idea. So brilliant. So brilliant has now been walked back. I'll talk about that as well.
Oh, yeah. They walked that itch back.
So Wendy's was like, you know what we're going to try? We're going to try surge pricing like Uber. We're going to have live digital menus, and the prices are going to change in real time based on demand.
It's so stupid.
People lost their goddamn mind.
So.
And then what they tried to say was, no, we didn't mean we were going to raise prices. We meant when it was slow, we would lower prices. And surge pricing does not work that way.
It does
Uber
not.
Doesn't get cheaper when it's slow.
They wouldn't call it surge pricing if it were.
Like Uber has a standard rate and it only gets more based on how busy they are.
Yeah.
So like,
surge price me down then. What would you even call that? Splurge pricing?
I don't know. Oh. Dead pricing? I don't know. But could you imagine standing in line and like you're at lunch rush and like all of a sudden the Baconator goes from like 420 to 460 to 480 to 517 to 545 to 670. It's probably even more than that anyways, but I don't even know how much fast food is so insanely. I don't ever go really to Wendy's. Wendy's is one fast food place I will eat, but I can't even tell you the last time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I would just never go again.
No.
If I couldn't have a general idea what something costs, I'm not just going to roll up and all of a sudden my Baconator's $17 because it's busy.
Yeah.
No, I'll go to McDonald's. No, I won't. I'll go Taco Bell where I know my $2 taco is a $2 taco.
That's pretty fair.
I don't know, dude.
I like whoever came up with this idea is obviously fired. I don't even think it's like a terrible idea with a few caveats. I feel like you could easily like make this a good idea.
No, I agree.
Like if the prices do come down when it's slow, then yeah, that makes sense because that's going to increase customers coming into your shop during those slow hours. So
right, like the after lunch rush, before dinner rush time, like that two to four time where like it's slower, like
even like that
1:30, 2 o'clock when once people are done with lunch and before people get out of like work.
Yeah, or like before lunch in the early morning sometimes.
Oh yeah, when they open at 10 before like 11:30, like after like say 6 o'clock.
If
after
they open
dinner.
For breakfast, they probably open at 7 o'clock. So I'm thinking like that 9 to 10 time.
Yeah, because people start 9 to 11. 9 to 11. Whatever.
I don't know. Either way, God damn it.
You know what else they could do? Just set one price for the whole day, and it'll even out.
I feel that. Like, I wouldn't mind if the price went down during the slow times, and if they had like a cap on how high the price could get. Like, the price could not go above.
Like, it'd be between, well, I don't even know the price, but say a Baconator is normally $4. It will never go higher than $5 or something. Like, I don't even know. Oof. That's still
20%. That's a 20%. That's too much.
I was going to say 10%. I feel like a Baconator, just the sandwich, is like $8 right now.
Well, I don't know what the price is, but I wouldn't even want a 20% increase in price. I'm saying maybe like a quarter it goes up during the surge pricing. But honestly, the rollout was fucked up completely from the beginning because you can't just like you can't just blurt something into the internet and not expect for the internet to take it in the worst way possible.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Just a Baconator sandwich is $7.39.
Yeah. So you're not going to take that up to eight. Like, even
insane.
So if you took that Baconator and you were like, all right, during surge pricing, it's not $7.39, it's $7.50. 50, no, nobody's
12 cents, yeah.
Like, nobody's going to give a shit. That's millions of dollars in revenue for Wendy's during those peak hours.
Yeah, because across the whole country, you sell hundreds of thousands of burgers for exactly. 12 cents more. It adds up over days, over years, over months.
And then during slow times, it's not $7.39, it's 7.
Right, or 7.25.
And you're not selling as many during those hours, so it only makes sense to come down on the price to try to get people. It's a lost loser at that point.
Well, yeah, people know, like, oh, if I go to Wendy's at 2, it'll save me a couple bucks.
Yeah, I honestly, like I said, I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it was the rollout was just
they haven't even rolled it out. They just talked about it.
Yeah, they said the words, and people are like, "Fuck that."
It already hurt their brand. I bet you they're going to start losing money. People are like, F you. You got a funny social media guy, but that's it.
It reminds me, do you remember like when Xbox was like, yeah, our system is going to be online only.
Oh my God, it's going to be on all the time, and people just like lost their goddamn
people
mind.
Lost their mind, and now we all have it, and we're like, yeah. It's very funny, man. The thing about technology and the thing even about like change in general is that better is better.
You're not wrong.
So people will gripe about technology until they adopt it. And then once they adopt it, they'll just gripe about the next thing. The next innovation, I should
say. Yeah, people love to complain, man. Like, yeah. Like I'm the guy who like, I like, and some of it's a little jokingly, but it's a lot of serious about like everything being a smart, whatever connected to the internet. Like, I don't need a smart stove. I don't need a smart TV, but like, whatever, dude. Like,
You have one.
Yeah.
You literally have a smart TV now.
Only because the Roku is now connected.
Look, you don't have to cape. Guess what? It's okay.
It's not.
It's okay.
It's not.
No, it is okay to change. All right. You don't have to be the boomer yelling at the moon because it's brighter than it used to be in 1973. It is okay.
The boomer yelling at the moon.
I'm just saying, it's okay. It's all right. You have a smart TV. You like it. It's okay. You were wrong. Now you're right. You were wrong.
Listen.
Now you're right.
I had my smart device connected to the TV before.
Why do you feel ashamed?
Listen. I'm trying to tell you there's a difference. Now I had a Roku box connected to my TV. Oh. Now the Roku is built in and I can't take it out.
Don't even get me started on the fact that we're literally talking about a Roku. Like that tells so much about your personality traits.
What do you mean?
I don't necessarily know what that means, but the people at home have already made their
someone's judging my ass.
Somebody's like, this motherfucker watches Roku. No, it's fine. You like the cock. Peacock. You like the peacock.
That has nothing to do. What?
I thought Roku had the peacock on it.
All of them have it.
I don't know. I don't fuck with
every watch TV. Streaming service has all of them.
They all have all of them. Disney Plus,
like Amazon Fire TV, still has Netflix and Roku and Peacock and Paramount Plus.
Really?
Roku's just a conduit. It's like Xbox or PlayStation.
No, it is not like
it
Xbox
is.
Or PlayStation.
It is Fire TV, Apple TV. And Roku are the same thing.
What Mario game is for fucking Roku?
No, it's not video games. It's a brand of streaming option.
Hulu?
Hulu's on all of them.
Wait, I don't get it.
Apple TV. Amazon Fire TV.
I've never messed with Amazon.
Roku. They're all just a conduit to watch Hulu.
Oh, it's just a hub. It's just a hub.
It's a hub. It's like Android or iPhone. It's the way you put them. It's the way you host them.
It's just a hub, a meeting point for all of these streaming services to be offered to you at a price.
Right.
It's the storefront.
It's the operating system that they run on.
It's the storefront.
The storefront.
There we go. Exactly. Let's keep it a buck. Let's not give an operating system in entails that
it's
I
probably
can
all ran over Android anyway.
I can access it anytime I want for free. A store? Yeah, storefront is fine. I get that.
It's, okay. It's the storefront.
All right, I got you.
Essentially.
All right. All right. That's fair. Then I won't shame you for your Roku, but I'm going to kind of shame you for your Roku.
That's fine.
Only because my
mom asked me for one. The Roku channel is exclusive to Roku.
The Roku channel?
Yeah, they have free movies on it. It's one of the...
Like Little House on the Prairie or something?
I don't know. Probably trash. I don't watch it.
Okay.
That's what the Weird Al movie was on. It was on the Roku channel.
Oh, yeah. We watched a little bit of that. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
It was pretty good.
It was funny.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
So, I don't know, man. Wendy's surge pricing. I totally was like, where the hell did we start this episode? God damn, it's wild. But yeah, man. I don't know. I'm glad that they walked it back. Damage was done. It's like every time they try to do something wild, like OnlyFans is like, we're not going to have adult content anymore. And everyone's like, rah, rah, rah. And they're like,
they see those dollars fly out the window. You got to think about the shareholders.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Wait, well, that's what's going to happen to Reddit. They're going to get rid of adult content once they got shareholders.
I wonder when Roku's going to lose its shareholders.
They got some.
They got some?
Yeah.
Are you investing in Roku?
I'm not.
No, you want to, man. You know, you believe
I
in the product.
I thought about it at one point.
You believe in the product.
I like Roku. They got a nice remote.
Said no human being. That was the first time those words have ever been uttered in the history of mankind.
I like Roku. Ooh. Anyways, that's all the time we have for this episode. Go to thecreasetown.com for Jonas.
See you.
We out.